Open your Bibles, if you would, to John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10. Let me open up by using an illustration. I'll aggravate some of you, but I'll use this invitation or this illustration. Cole's the baby of Best Family. You like being called baby, Camp Cole? No? Caleb is the baby by 1 minute. Right, Caleb? You like being called the baby? Nope. Martin's a baby. You like being called baby? You probably do, don't you? Yeah. You know what babies are? Babies are dependent upon somebody to do for them. Sad, but some people have babies and they just leave it for somebody else to do it. But babies are babies because they depend upon people to do for them. They can't do for themselves. Now, the reason why some of these strapping young guys, I use them for illustrations, doesn't like to be called babies is because they've grown up and they don't think that they have to depend upon mama. Now, mama still sees them as babies. And I use those two. I could use others. Like when you like being called a baby? I bet you don't, do you? We could turn around, we could look at several. Chris is a baby. I used to get after her mom and dad, said, you guys didn't whip her enough. Gotta give her some more spankings there. But she said the same thing about me, and I wasn't a baby. Deborah's a baby. Boy, she was spoilt rotten. And my point being is this. Now stay with me a minute. I got a point I'm bringing out of this. Babies are dependent, but when you get a little pride in you, you don't like to be called babies. Now, once you get older, you kind of like it again because it's nice to be called anything, reminds you of youth. But right now, these young guys, they don't like to be called babies because they don't feel like babies. Begin reading with me, if you would, in chapter 10. This morning, I want to preach upon this thought. Not being ashamed to be called a sheep. I'd like for Jesus to call me a lion. Strong dog, a workhorse. But he calls me a sheep. Let me let you in on a little secret. A sheep is not a flattering name. A sheep is a baby. You leave a sheep to itself, it'll destroy itself, or something will kill it. You know why? It doesn't have the means to take care of itself. It needs a what? A shepherd. To be called a sheep is demeaning. Means you can't do it on your own. That's why Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. I ain't no sheep. You want to be called a goat? I got a goat. Thanks to some of the Smith sisters. And every now and then, I'll be around that goat. And man, he'll butt me. And I'll take some food in. If I'm not watching him, he'll come up and he'll hit me. And somebody came the other day and got, Skylar there. She met my goat, or she met the goat. She met it the wrong way, I think. So it put her down the ground a little bit, I think. John chapter 10. Not being ashamed to be called sheep. Verse 25. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe me not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not what? You're not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall what? Never perish, neither shall any man what? My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd speak to us, show us the truth that would be helpful to us. And Heavenly Father, lead, guide, and direct us. Only you can. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let me say this. You say, God's impressed with me. Don't call me no sheep. I can take care of myself. God's only been impressed with one man that ever lived. And that was his son. And the only reason he's impressed with you is because of his son. You are nothing without him. We are sheep. So therefore, to be a sheep is to recognize your own inability to take care of yourself. Your own inability to do anything. No matter what you've accomplished, you say, well, I've built great buildings. I've got buildings named after me. I've got great wealth. I've got this. I've done this. I've done that. God's not impressed. You don't even know what tomorrow may bring. You don't know what you're going to face tomorrow. You don't know how you're going to get through something if you do face it. You have no idea. And by the way, if it's left up to you, you can't do anything for yourself for tomorrow unless God does it. You say, well, I've got great plans. Let me let you in on a little secret. Been around for about 61 years. Your plans get changed an awful lot. You know why? Because you never know what tomorrow may bring. That's why the Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what they may bring. But can I tell you something about being sheep? You don't know what's going on tomorrow, but your shepherd does. You can't do anything about what's going to happen, but your shepherd can. And you know something? You don't have to worry about tomorrow because your shepherd's going to be there. You say, I don't like being called a baby. It's good to have somebody to care for you and love for you. Take care of you. I don't like being called old dumb sheep. It's nice to have a shepherd. Especially this shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen? Look on. So, even though sometimes we do some foolish things, even David, who used to be a shepherd, he said in Psalms that he was foolish sometimes. And sure enough, he was. I've been pretty foolish myself. I remind myself all the time, I am just a sheep. Let me show you three things real quickly about why I'm not ashamed to be called sheep. First of all, look if you would, who owns the sheep? Look back in your Bibles a moment where we're at. And notice in verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They follow me, and I give them to them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which what? Gave them me. I was given to Jesus by the Father. So listen a minute. I've been given to Jesus by the Father. I'm glad to be a sheep because God gave me to Jesus for my watch care, for my safety. The Bible says that none can come to the Father except He draw them. I'm so glad when He drew me, I stepped out, and Brother Greg, I'm so glad that when I called upon the name of the Lord, He saved me. I'm so glad to know that I am His. We are sheep that has been given to the Father, given to Jesus by the Father. Look a moment, if you would. Keep your finger there, if you would, and go over to Ephesians. Keep your finger, we're coming back. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Look if you would in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He has chosen us in Him before what? That we should be what? Holy and without blame before Him in love, having what? Predestinated us unto the what? Adoption of the children by Jesus Christ Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Now, I said a few key words there that everybody gets all caught up on. Predestination, adoption, chosen, all those things. Calvinists has run crazy with those words. Let me tell you the simple truth of this. If you study the Bible talks about the book of life. The book of life was written before the world, foundation of the world. Everybody's name was in the book of life. Nowhere in the Bible do you ever find somebody's name being added to the book of life. It's always taken out. It's blotted away. Four times in the Bible it says that your name's blotted out. Your name is always blotted out of the book of life because God from the beginning knew everybody. From the foundation of the world He knew everybody that would be. God did not choose from the foundation of the world. The Bible says that Jesus was slain. The Lamb of God was slain from the foundation of the world. That means before the world was even formed, Jesus already was going to go to the cross and die. Before Adam and Eve ever come along, Jesus already destined to go to the cross. You know why? God already wrote a book. It's called the Book of Life. Everybody's name was written in it. Now, let me say this, without throwing you off, and sometimes you're confused. As a matter of fact, you go on our website. I preach a message on the Book of Life. Get on there and read it and study it. I use every reference in the book, in the Bible, in the Book of Life. You'll find out what I'm telling you is true. Now, get back to this. God knew everybody. What He did was He predestined this. He predetermined this. That everybody that would believe upon Jesus shall be saved. Amen. Everybody, whosoever will, let him come. God chose that everybody that would believe in Jesus would be a child of God. Not only that, they would be a sheep. And He would give them to Jesus. You say, I want to be a sheep? If you want to be a sheep, you got to believe in Jesus. You believe in Jesus, you become one of the sheep. And so therefore, God gives Him you. He draws you. And He draws you with His Holy Spirit. And you say, I don't understand all those fancy words, predestination, chosen, all those. It's a fact that He chose everyone who would believe in His Son. When His Son would finish the work of Calvary upon the cross, there, whosoever believes on Him shall be saved. Doesn't matter whether you're black, white, red, or yellow. Doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter. You come to Him. Those that come to Him, He will in no wise cast out. So therefore, what He does is this. If you're a sheep, you have been given to Him by the Father. And you were given to Him before the foundation of the world. You were already chosen. Whosoever would come would be given to Jesus, and they would be His sheep. Not only that, look if you would in 1 Corinthians. Turn with your Bible over 1 Corinthians real quickly in chapter 6. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, keep your finger there in John. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Notice if you would, in verse number 19, what? Know ye not that your body is what? The temple of the Holy Ghost, which is where? In you. Which ye have of God. And ye are not what? For ye are what? Bought with what? Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are? He not only gave him, Jesus bought you. You're sheep. You've been purchased. You say, what did he pay for me? By the way, who did he purchase you from? The world, the prince of the air, the prince of the god of this age, the old devil. The devil had you. And he bought you. He ransomed you out of your sin. He saved you. And so therefore, what did he pay? He went to the cross of Calvary and he bought you with his blood. The greatest price. We were not redeemed with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus. We have been redeemed. Now listen to me. Turn back if you would in John chapter 10. You have been purchased with a price. Therefore, being purchased, you are such. Listen, I've got some possessions that I paid a lot of money. As a matter of fact, we just had an auction. A lot of people got some good deals. There's some things I've got that I paid money for because that's what I wanted. We was over a place last night, and a friend of ours had looked at a 1800 Singer sewing machine and had bought it online. She was tickled to death. Been looking for one for years, just a certain type. She got it with all the gadgets and all that, and she was tickled. And she paid way a lot more money than what I'd ever pay for it. But she wouldn't even sell it. She wouldn't even talk about selling it. You know why? She paid such a high price. It was dear to her. Did you know there's not been a greater price ever paid for anything than what Jesus paid for his sheep? So here, when you look at this, don't forget whose sheep you are. And remember, when he says, my sheep, it's love. Just like when they say, fellas, when mama puts her arm around you and say, my baby, it's out of the deepest love. But nothing compared to love Jesus did when he purchased us. So therefore, I'm not ashamed to be called sheep because of my owner. Again, the Lord is my shepherd. Second of all, there's something special about a sheep. Look, if you would. As a matter of fact, if you ever pay a lot of money for something, how many of you got something that's a treasure to you? It may not even be very valuable, but it is such a treasure. You would not ever want to lose it. No way, no form, no fashion, because it means so much. How many of you got something? You know how much Jesus treasured you when he bought you? He said, you're going to never perish and nobody's going to be able to take you out of my Father's hand. You're so valuable to me that nobody's going to get you. I bought you. You're mine. And I treasure you so much as my sheep. Therefore, you shall never perish and no man will be able to pluck you out of my Father's hands. Now, look on. He also says about the sheep, he said, I put a couple marks on you. Now let me just throw something in here. Listen to me, you young people especially. All this branding you do yourself and all this piercings and all these things that you do to brand yourself. You know, they used to do that to mark people for ownership. Now listen to me a minute. Jesus has two marks that he puts in his sheep. Look back in your Bible. And by the way, there's all kinds of flocks. Somebody said, well, I believe I'm religious. Listen, there's all kinds of flocks. Just because you say you belong to a flock, don't you mean you're his sheep? Every one of his sheep, he marks. He gives you two distinguishing marks that is his sheep. And by the way, there's all kinds of followers. You know, there was a group a while back that followed a guy named Jim Jones. How many of you remember him? Went down there and gave him all poison. Remember that? You know what their problem was? They were Jim Jones' sheep. They wasn't the Lord's sheep. You know David Koresh? That was their problem. You know Buddha? That's a problem. You know all the rest of them that follow? That's their problem. But just because they're religious doesn't make them Jesus' sheep. Jesus only has his sheep. But his sheep, he gives two distinguishing marks. Look what they are. First of all, look back in your Bibles in John. He says in verse 27, my sheep what? The Bible says that there are some that has ears, but they can't hear. Some people come to church, they hear me preach, and they'll walk away, they won't hear a word I've said. Sometimes you can read the Word of God means nothing to them. As a matter of fact, keep your finger there a minute and go with me, go back to John chapter 8 real quickly. John chapter 8. Look, if you would, in verse 43. Jesus said, let's go up in verse number 42. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not what? Understand my speech. Even because ye cannot what? Hear my word. For ye are of your what? Father who? The devil. Look if you would on down if you would. And those in verse 47. He that is of God, what? Heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not because ye are what? Not of God's. Now turn back in your Bible in verse 27. Knows that he hears his voice. He has an ear. In other words, when you get saved and you become a sheep, you have the ability to hear the Lord's voice speaking to you. Sometimes people stands up, says, boy, the Lord just spoke to me. Some of you listened to a song a while ago. I bet you'd say, the Lord spoke to me while that happened. Somebody said, I didn't hear anything. The sheep heard it. You see, he's got a voice and only the sheep can hear his voice because they're his sheep. I had a German shepherd. We talked about this last night. We was talking about it. I had a German shepherd. It was pretty fond of me. It'd go and do whatever I told it to do. And had a guy walking up and down the road by the house. He didn't like the guy walking by the house. And he went out on him every time. Or she went out on him every time. And so I went out there and I told her. I'd go out there with her every time he'd walk. I'd introduce her to him. I'd let him pet him and I'd talk to him and so forth. After about the third or fourth time he come, he brought her a dog biscuit. He handed it to her. She turned her head. I said, go ahead and take the biscuit. She turned and take the biscuit. And then I go and I sit on the porch. He'd come walking through there and she just sit on the porch, never make a move. She knew my voice. And she understood what I meant when I said something. I can preach. Some people can come and not understand a word I've said. But some people hears his voice. And every one of you tonight or this morning may leave here. And those of you that are his sheep, he may have said something different to every one of you. But you knew it was his voice because you heard it. One of the distinguishing marks of his sheep is they can hear his voice, and they know his voice. Not everybody knows his voice. That's why sometimes you say, why don't you come to church? That old church, I don't. You know why they don't come? They're not his sheep. They don't understand his voice. The second thing that's distinguishing about them is this. Keep your finger there in John, and turn with me to Mark chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. Notice with me, if you would, the other distinguishing mark. In Mark chapter 4, notice if you would, in Matthew chapter 4, I keep calling it Mark, don't I? Chapter 4, look if you would in verse 18. And Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee saw two brethren, Simon
saw Peter and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, for they were what? Fishers. And he said unto them what? Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And they what? And they did what? You know the other thing about sheep? When you become his sheep, when you hear his voice, you follow him. You know when Jesus' mother there on the first miracle recorded in John, in chapter 2, John, at the Canaan, at the wedding, they run out of wine. Now, I'm not talking about alcohol, intoxicating wine. I'm talking about wine, grape juice. I'm talking about the type that they're talking about. And what happened was his mother said, she heard that they run out. She told him that he was there, and she said, whatsoever he tells you to do, you just do it. I don't know what he's going to tell you, but when he tells you to do it, you do it. And look here. The distinguishing mark about being a sheep is this. When you heard his voice, you followed him. Matthew was sitting at the publican table, and Jesus comes and said, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. There, Andrew and Peter was there fishing. He said, follow me. They just dropped what they did and followed him. Listen. One Sunday night in Sinking Creek Baptist Church, I was sitting back on the back seat. And Jesus said, follow me. And I left my pew. And I followed him. And now I hear his voice. And I know when he speaks. Now sometimes he says things that hurts. Because his word is like a sharp two-edged sword sometimes. But I know it comes from him. I know where it's coming from. Sometimes I've said things to my children. It might have bit. Maybe I've said things to some of you that bit. But it doesn't mean it wasn't said in love, and doesn't mean it was not said to help you. But when he says something, you understand his voice. Last, look back at your Bible. Notice in verse 27. My sheep hear my voice and what? Reason why I'm glad and not ashamed to be called a sheep. Keep your finger here a minute. Turn one more place. And this is the last place we turn in Matthew. In Matthew chapter number 7. Turn with me there real quickly. I should have kept you over there while I was there. Matthew chapter 7. Look, if you would, in verse number 21. Everybody with me? Not everyone that saith unto me, what? Shall what? But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied thy name, and thy name cast out devils, and thy name done many wonderful works? Every time I read that scripture, you know who I think about? A bunch of these phony TV evangelists. That's who I think about. They pretend all these miracles and so forth. Look at the next verse in 23. And then I will profess unto them, what? Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I'm glad he knows me. You say, I thought God knew everybody. He does. He knows everybody. Everybody. He knows everything about everybody. But Jesus knows those that are his sheep. He has given them eternal life. No man would pluck them out of his hand. Listen to me. Please listen to me. You say, will I never fail? When Jesus gave a parable, 99 sheep, there was one got missing. Because it was his sheep, you know what he did? He went and found the one. You say, well, he's got all these others. He cares about every one because he'll not lose a one. You know why? He loves them all. You say, well, boy, I know so. Doris Maida talked about how she had some family. She like get back in the will of God and so forth. That's backsliding upon God. You know what? If they're truly his sheep, God cares about them, and Jesus cares about them, and he's not going to lose sight of them. And so therefore, those 99 may be over here. He's going to go after that one. When Peter went and cursed and said, I don't know Jesus, and cursed his name and walked out and began weeping, when Jesus looked at him, Jesus went and he got him. And he found him later on. He said, Peter, lovest thou me? You know what he was doing? He was getting his sheep back in line. You know why he wasn't going to lose any? Just like God from the very beginning, when Adam sinned and he hid himself from God, God come through and said, Adam, wherefore art thou? Let me tell you something. It's nice to be the sheep. I'm not ashamed to be the sheep. You know why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still water. Or he leadeth me beside green pastures. No, how's it go? I can't think. I went blank a minute. But anyway, it's good to know. And good to know that surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let me ask you something this morning. Are you one of his sheep? I'm not talking about are you sheep. You can be a sheep of other flocks. Are you his sheep? Are you branded where you hear his voice? Where you follow him? I know some people said, oh, I got saved. But they never ever followed him at all. That's just not one of the brands of being a sheep. You say, well, he said. Well, in that day, many people's going to say, just because they say it don't mean it's going to be true. Because he's going to say, depart from me, you work from me. I never knew you. You wasn't my sheep. You may profess to be my sheep, but you wasn't my sheep. My sheep knows my voice, and they follow me. Do you know him? Maybe this morning, the Father is bidding you to come. You can't come without the Father saying, come. That's why it's dangerous when he knocks on that door to turn him away. You don't know when he might ever knock again. And this morning, if he's knocking at that door saying, come on, I'm asking you to come. You ought to come. Would you come as we stand and give song this morning? Only you can make that choice. Without him, you can do nothing. We are the sheep of his pasture. How about this morning? Maybe you're here. You say, Brother Billy, I know I'm not saved, but God's still in my heart to come. You need to come this morning. Why don't you come? Step out. You living your life without him? Sometimes.